One of the things our Lord made it a point to bring to our attention is precisely the importance of humility. Precisely what was lacking in our first parents, Adam and Eve. They put themselves first. They would decide what was good, and they suffered the consequences of eating from the fruit of the forbidden tree. Our Lord, among other reasons for becoming one of us without ceasing to be God, was to show us how to be humble, that it is humility, not pride, that is the positive factor. Is our contribution, as it were, to the work of salvation. First of all, of myself. This incident, described in the form of a parable, is one that was one that occurred at the time of the crucifixion of our Lord, crucified between two criminals. The first one started saying, "Get me down from this cross and I'll believe in you." No reply from our Lord. The other turned to his companion and said, "What's the matter with you? We too deserve this and perhaps more. This man is innocent." Or another way of saying it, this man is a saint. He turned to him and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the response from our Lord, "This day, thou shalt be with me in paradise." Let us cease to put ourselves first, put Jesus always in the first place, and we shall receive mercy always. Most of all, when we receive him worthily and humbly in Holy Communion. We shall hear him say also to us, "This day thou shalt find me, thou shalt be with me in paradise." And let us ask Our Lady to help us always to be humble, to imitate that humility that's so admired by the Son of the Father, that he wished to become also Son of Mary, our Savior. Praise to Jesus and Mary.
Et Jesus.